You can go into a foxhole with a soldier this weekend, and you don't even have to deploy to a war zone. You can do it at the Military Expo Village at Dover International Speedway as NASCAR comes back to the Monster Mile. Joan Cote is director of USO Delaware. She's in charge of putting it all together, and she's here to talk about it. Joan, thanks for being on today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Happy to do it. What are people going to see when they come to the Military Expo Village this weekend?
Well, we're really excited. This is the first time that we've ever been able to partner with Dover Downs, who's been extremely generous to all our military heroes over the 20 years we've been in Delaware. And we have over 21 different exhibits in an area that's about the size of 3 football fields.
I'm looking at the plan here, and we'll post that up at federalnewsradio.com. You've got Delaware National Guard, SEAL team. Are you going to have actual SEALs there?
There is some personnel that are coming up from Norfolk, so I'm not even sure who's coming with them. A few of them might be a little bit busy, but I do know that they confirm that someone is coming up from the Norfolk, Virginia area that belongs to the SEAL team.
So they'll be there. CBs are going to be there. Of course, you have folks from the Air Force base that's about 5 feet from the track there, and Marine Corps Museum from Quantico.
Yes, and I'm very proud of that. My mom and dad were both Marines, and that's actually in an air-conditioned, climate-controlled tent. And we have ILC from Dover. A lot of people don't realize we have a company about 20 minutes south of the base that actually builds the spacesuits for NASA.
Wow.
So pretty interesting.
I was going to ask you if this is the first time this has been done, because I've been coming to Dover for NASCAR for a number of years and had not heard about anything like this before.
Brand new initiative. Like I said in the past, Dover Downs has been extremely generous to the military, and every year they always take their support of the USO and our troops to the next level. So we kind of sat down and brainstormed with our regional office and our corporate headquarters and Dover Downs, and thought this was a really great way to bring a huge variety of military personnel from all over the region into Dover. Obviously, NASCAR fans are very patriotic and very supportive of the military, so this gives them hands-on, you know, to talk to these units, to come see not only what they do, but obviously what the USO does, because we'll have one of our big mobile units there. We can bring those. There's 3 of them across the United States that bring support to locations that might not have a USO or to events that we need to give the public an idea of some of the services the USO has.
That was you're stealing my questions, Joan. That's okay. Talk about how this fits, though, with the mission of the USO. I can understand why it would be good for the branches of the military to expose this huge group of people to what they're doing and give them a lot of a hands-on experience, but how does this fit with your mission?
Obviously, the USO is all over the world, gives a lot of the programs and services that we bring, not only in the United States, but overseas in the field. We have USOs in Iraq and Afghanistan. One of the units that we have here, I've never even physically seen one. It's started in about 2009. It's called USO in a Box. And they can actually drop, it's kind of like a Connex container, it's about 24 by 22 feet, and it literally will pop open. They can drop it by helicopter, by ship, by truck, and it's got satellite systems on it, so they can, you know, be playing, you know, all the gaming systems, laptop computers, everything that, you know, the median age of the military is like 18 to 24 out in the theater, so everything that you would find inside a USO is condensed inside this box that they can drop on the ground, and I've never even seen one before, so this is pretty exciting, and it's actually on its way overseas. So the pattern was just perfect timing for us to kind of steer them over here for about a week in Dover before it gets shipped over to a location overseas.
You've got a helicopter there and even a mini C-17.
We have a mini C-17, and we've got actually 2 different helicopters. Some of them are celebrating the centennial of Navy aviation. So we've got 2 different helicopters that are coming in. The other one, I believe, belongs to the Coast Guard.
It's pretty cool stuff, and I'm really looking forward to coming by and seeing it this weekend. My son and I always come up for race weekend, as I mentioned, and this sounds like a really, really neat thing to see while we're there. I appreciate you telling me about it this afternoon.
Well, thank you. We hope everyone stops by, not only to see what the USO does, but obviously to thank all our different military heroes from around the country for what they do every day for us.
And thanks to USO for serving them. We appreciate your time today, Joan.
Thanks so much. Have a great night. We'll see you this weekend.
You too, Joan. Thanks.